بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And Ramadan Kareem. My goodness, it's going so fast. We're sort of nearing, we finished one third and we're nearing the middle of the month. And you're thinking, please slow down. Don't want you to end. Just can't have you ending. So we're going to start off like we normally do, with the dua from the sermon of the Prophet. Six things, do you remember, that we're going to ask for? So he said, Fas'alullaha Rabbakum, ask your Rabb, biniyatin sadika, with an absolutely truthful intention, wa qulubin tahira, and really pure hearts. So what are we going to ask him for? One, an yuwafikakum li siyamihi, that we are able to fast. Wa tilawati kitabihi, and that we're able to recite his book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, and that we're able to be forgiven, ask repentance, so that he may forgive us. And then he said, number four, إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ, the doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُقْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, we pray that he never closes them for us. Then he said, وَأَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَكَ, the doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb never to open them for you. وَالشَّيَاطِينِ مَغْلُولَ, and shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ, ask your Rabb, أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَهَ عَلَيْكُمْ, that he never frees them for you. Those are the six things. But you know, with that, let's pray for all the people in the world who are really suffering at the moment because of this pandemic. We hear about the Indian subcontinent. It's really bad in places in Germany or Japan, or lots of places where things are really, really bad. So let's pray for all of them, including those who are ill all over the world. So that's something we need to raise our hands in dua for. Our focus today will be the 12th juz, and this is the 6th ayah of Surah Hud up till the 52nd ayah of Surah Yusuf. But first, let's recite the first ruku of the 12th juz. So if you've got your Qurans, please recite with me. Let's recite together, okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُّبِينٍ وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَلَعِنْ قُلْتَ إِنَّكُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُّبِينٌ وَلَئِنْ أَخَّرْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِلَى أُمَّةٍ مَعْدُودَةٍ لَيَقُولُنَّ مَا يَحْبِسُهُ الْيَوْمَ يَعْتِيهِمْ لَيْسَ مَصْرُوفًا عَنْهُمْ وَهَاكَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. Let's read the three du'as now. So recite with me, please. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن عليه وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور، اللهم أغني كل فقير، اللهم أشبئ كل جائع، اللهم اكس كل عريان، اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين، اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب، اللهم رد كل غريب، اللهم فك كل أسير، اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين، اللهم اشف كل مريض، اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك، اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك، اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We will now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. As I mentioned, he was a companion of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, who taught him this dua. So Imam teaches him to say, Adhuma ya Sayyidi Amali, my hope in you is huge. Wasa'a amali, but my deeds are awful. Fa'atini min afwika bimiqdari amali, so lovingly pardon me as much as is my hope. Wala tu'akhidni bi'aswai amali, don't take me to task by my awful deeds. Fa'inna karamaka, because your generosity, yahillu an mujazatil mudhnibin, is greater than punishing the one who sins. Ya wasi al maghfira, O you whose forgiveness is vast. Ya basit al yadaini bi rahma, O the one who extends his hands with mercy. Fa wa izzatika, I swear by your might. Ya sayyidi, O my master. Lo nahartani, if you refuse me, ma barihtu min babik, I will still stay at your door. So today what we're going to look at, before we do anything else, is Dua al-Mujir. Now for some of you, tonight will be the 13th night. For the others, it will be 13th night tomorrow. But it's good to practice from today, even if your 13th night is tomorrow. So what is Dua al-Mujir? First of all, what is Ayyamul Bidh? Ayyamul Bidh are the 13th, 14th, and 15th nights and days. They're the energized days, okay? So from tomorrow night or tonight, whenever it's your 13th, these are the Ayyamul Bidh. And Imam Sadiq says, whoever prays during the nights of Ayyamul Bidh stands at the door of abundant favors and bounties. You know, Allah says, Ad'uni astajib lakum, call me and I will answer you. Now the dua that is recommended to be recited is Dua al-Mujir. So let's look at Dua al-Mujir. What happened? How did it come? What is this dua? So we find that the Prophet was once praying at Maqam Ibrahim. You know what Maqam Ibrahim is? Right near the Kaaba. And Jibreel comes, says, Assalamu alaikum. And then says, Ya Muhammad, I'm going to give you a dua that is a gift from Allah for your people and for yourself. And the benefits are, it's a cure for sickness. If you've got debts, it will alleviate them. There's increase in sustenance. There's independence. There's solution of problems and removal of sorrows. Isn't that awesome? And that's Dua al-Mujir. You can download it from a website if you want. That's qfatima.com and you'll find it there. So here you find 88 times you say, Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. So what does mujir mean? You see, mujir comes from jar. Jar means a neighbor. Someone whom you take refuge in. So you're saying, I seek protection from you. Please give me refuge. Please give me safety from the fire. Oh, the one who protects me from the fire. And it's amazing because 88 times we say, Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. And you find that in surah number 23, okay, ayah number 88. Can you look it up for me? Surah number 23, ayah number 88. 88 times you have this ajirna minan nari ya mujir. And in ayah number 88, Allah says, "Qul, say, man biyadihi malakutu kulli shayn. In whose hands is the kingdom of everything? Wa huwa yujir. He is the one who gives refuge. Wa la yajar. And against him, وَلَا يَجَارُ عَلَيْهِ refuge is not given. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ if only you knew. So can you remember 23:88 and 88 times in this dua we say أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ يَا مُجِيرُ. Now for the next few days we will be looking at it, but let's start and look at what it says. So it starts off by saying سُبْحَانَكَ يَا Allah. So I've got the dua book here. Okay. So if you look at it, it starts off by saying سُبْحَانَكَ يَا Allah. I declare your perfection, يَا Allah. Ta'alayta ya Rahman. Ulu is high. You are so high, O the Rahman. Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Do you want to recite it with me? Subhanaka ya Allah. Ta'alayta ya Rahman. Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Subhanaka ya Rahim. Ta'alayta ya Kareem. Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Subhanaka ya Malik. Ta'alayta ya Malik, ajirna minan nari ya mujir. And it ends with, after the 80, and it's got all Asma'ul Husna. And it ends with, Subhanaka la ilaha illa ant, Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen, Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu minal gham. Now this is Ayatul Karima. It is the dua that Prophet Yunus recited in the belly of the fish. So if you can remember these words, let's go back over them again. Subhanaka ya Rahim, and it uses all the Asma'ul Husna. Ta'alayta ya Kareem, ajirna minan nari ya Mujir. And that's 88 times, and inshallah, try and read it tonight if it's your 13th night, or tomorrow night, and then 13, 14, 15 days. It is phenomenal. So what does the moon do? So we find that the moon actually affects us. It says that when the moon is at its highest, and that is a detoxification. It detoxifies our bodies. So we're told to make healthy lifestyle changes, to break bad habits, whatever you want to do, do 13, 14, 15. And the Prophet said, always fast, not only the month of Ramadan. He said, if you fast 13, 14, 15th of the month, it is like fasting for the whole year. So try, even after Ramadan, to fast 13, 14, 15. Well, but tonight we're going to go back to our journaling. And this is Hawra, my goodness, can you see her? So she's journaling her mama's Quran. And her mom used to be a student of mine. I remember her very well. And we gave her this Quran, oh, so many years ago. I think it was 1416. So this is 1422, my goodness, so many years ago. And you can see that she's done such an amazing job. And she's highlighting it again. Her tools are near her and she's highlighting it too. And that's what it's about, to personalize your Quran. So when you go through it, you know what it's talking about. So may Allah bless her and her parents. Before we start, always wudu, to recite in Arabic, to seek protection from shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. To enter in his name, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. To say la ilaha illallah. And then this beautiful dua of the Prophet. Walzam qalbi hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit. Walzam, make me commit. Qalbi, my heart. Hifzi, to the internalization, the kitabik of your book. Kama, like allamtani, like you have taught me. In other words, I want to love your book. I want to love you. I want to love your book. And I learn about you through your book. I just want to love this book. That's it. That's what it's about. So our focus is Juz 12. Surah Hud and Surah Yusuf, you can see it there. And then we've got knick-knack there. And it says 1114. My goodness, it says daily salah. We'll soon find out what it's about. But first, we're going to look at Surah Hud. And if you remember, when we looked at Surah Hud, I told you, and we did this yesterday, we looked at Ayah 1 to 4, which was the basics of Iman. Every time you think of Surah Hud, you've got to think of that. Now, the Prophet said that this made his hair grey or white. In other words, it aged him because it was the attitude of those who rejected divine guidance. So what we're going to look about, I've said it's all about the prophets. All I want you to do is highlight the prophets. I'm not going to talk about them all because otherwise we'll be here till tomorrow. I want you to highlight these prophets in your Quran. So the first prophet we're going to look at is in ayah 25. وَلَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And we sent Nuh to his people. And I'll show you how that. All I want you to do is circle around and put Nuh. I just remember something. He tells his people, أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You will not serve, you will not submit to anyone but Allah. Remember that, okay? So the first one you're going to highlight is 25, and that's Nuh. Now let's look at the second one that you're going to highlight. The second one is in Ayah 50, so you'll have to turn your pages. So here you know the prophet is, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ أَخَاقَهُمْ هُودًا. And to Ad, we sent their brother Hud. So we're going to highlight Hud. This is where Prophet Hud is mentioned. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ. Look what he says. اَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. You remember what Prophet Nuh said? The same thing. You will submit only to Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. You don't have a God other than Him. Again, if you look up there, I've circled Hud and I've, in green, I've put يَا قَوْمِ اَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. Same message all the way through. Right, the next one we're going to look at is 61. Let's see if you can spot the name of the prophet. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Yep, you're right, Salih. Look what he tells his people. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. Same thing. You will only submit to Allah. Let's go back. It's the same thing. If you can put, I put Salih, and I've highlighted this in green. Exactly the same words that the prophets used. Same thing we looked at Nuh, same at Hud, same as Salih. Right? Let's go back. The next one we're going to look at is Ayah 69. So if you can turn your page to Ayah 69. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. So here we're going to highlight Prophet Ibrahim. And certainly our messengers came to Ibrahim. Now this was when the angels came to Ibrahim. What did they say? قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They said peace. So all I want you to do is highlight Ibrahim over there. Now as you go through your Quran, you will see the name of prophets. You've got Lut, can you see that? Then up here you've got Ishaq, oh my goodness. You've got Ibrahim again, you've got Lut, and you could continue highlighting these in your Quran, okay? So let's go to the next one, 1171. Same page if you look. وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ. So the wife of Ibrahim was standing near her. فَذَهِكَتْ. Now, it could mean that she ovulated. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ. And we gave her the good news of Ishaq. وَمِنْ وَرَاءٍ إِسْحَاقِ يَعْقُوبِ. And from Ishaq, a son that was Yaqub. So same thing like I told you, Ishaq, and then again Ishaq, and Yaqub. I've highlighted it. And you can do that because you know the names of the prophets. And then we go to 1177. Wonder who's there? وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوتًا. My goodness. So there's another prophet. So we've highlighted Lut there. And that's what you can keep on doing. Next one. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. You recognize Prophet Shu'aib? Look what he says. يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. Now you know this sentence very well. You will not submit to anyone but Allah. You will not be the abd, the servant of anyone but Allah. There is no God but He. So you can see up here, I've highlighted Shu'aib, and then I, in green, I've put what he said. Exactly the same verses that the other prophet said. Let's go to Ayah 96. Guess what prophet that is? You got that? وَلَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. And we gave Musa our signs. So you can see, I have highlighted Musa there. And if you go through that surah and through the Quran as well, you'll be able to highlight, or you'll be able to color in the names of the prophets. Now, oh my goodness. So this is the ayah that I said had the knick-knack on our shelf. So this is daily salah. Now let's see what happens here, okay? So let's see what Allah says. He says, وَأَكِمِسْ salah, establish salah. Then he says, Tarafain nahar, at the two ends of the day. So what are the two ends of the day? If you look at tarafain nahar, think about it. What are the two ends of the day? And then he says, wazulfam min al-layl, and what is the closest part of the night? So the earliest part of the night. So he's saying that's when you're going to beginning and the end of the night, he says. So let's see. First of all, we're going to look at Tarafain Nahar. So the two ends of the day, you have Fajr and then you have Zuhr and Asr. Because at midday, then it becomes afternoon, doesn't it? Yeah, so you've got Fajr, Zuhr, and Asr. So that's the two times we pray. All right. Then he says, وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and the end of the night, the beginning of the night, the closest part, the beginning and the end. So you've got the when it's just getting dark, which is Maghrib, and then when it's dark, which is Isha. So you've got the times of Salah there. Or you could put it as Fajr. You've got one end of the day as Fajr. Then you've got Zohar. You've got one end of the day, you've got Zohar, you've got Asr. And then the two ends of the night, you could have Maghrib, Isha, the five prayers that you've got there. So now he says, Innal hasanati, the good things, yudhibna sayyat. Good deeds take away evil deeds. He's put it with Salah. So he's saying, if you pray, that's what's going to happen. But it reminds me of a dua that Imam Zainul Abidin teaches us to recite before Salah. You remember when you start Salah, you remember what we did in Surah Al-An'am? Inna salati wa nusuki wa makhiyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. But as soon as you finish Takbiratul Ihram, you can say, Ya Muhsinu, or the one who does Ihsan. Kadataka al-Musi, in front of you is the one who has done wrong, who has sinned. فَتَجَاوَزَنْ كَبِيهِ مَا عِنْدِي بِجَمِيلِ مَا عِنْدِكَ يَا كَرِيمٌ. Change what is evil in me, what is bad in me, in what is good in you. And this is from this ayah. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. He changes. Good deeds take away evil deeds. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. And this is a reminder for those who are continually mindful. Now let's look at my Quran. If you look at my Quran, you can do that too. I've cut that out from the website. I've put Salah. I put commit to Salah. Establish Salah at the two ends of the day and the closest part of the night. Can you see your three times of Salah? And I've put Ya Muhsinu there to remind me of that dua when I go to Hasanat changes Sayyat. Can you see that? Right? So you can write that over there. And Dhakirin is those who actively remember him. Not once in a while, but actively remember him. So you could highlight that, you could cut that out, and you could stick it in there as well. Okay? Alright, so let's go back. Now we're going to look at Surah. Oh my goodness, I love this Surah. Surah to Yusuf. So when you think of Surah to Yusuf, you got to think of trust. Trust in Allah. This whole story is about trusting in Allah. It is just amazing. And I'd like you to look back, sit back and listen when I tell you the story. As we go through the ayat that we're going to talk about. Okay, so that's Surah to Yusuf. I showed you in my book. I've got Yusuf there. Can you see? Put it down here. Let's see. And I put up there, right up there if you look. Trust in God. It's all about trusting God. And you can see that I've drawn pictures in my book, which you will like. I'm sure you will love to do that too. So, let's go back. So we'll start off where Allah says in ayah 3, he says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ. We tell you the best of stories. بِمَا أَوْهَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. By our revealing to you this Quran, though before this you didn't know. So let's have a look. So you can see I've highlighted qasas there. Can you see that? It's really amazing. So qasas comes from qissa, and I've written it down here, which means to trace your footsteps. So a qasas or a qissa is a story that is passed down from generation to generation to generation. Okay? So before we look at the story of Prophet Yusuf, got to know a little bit about his dad, Prophet Yaqub. Prophet Yaqub is born to Ishaq, Prophet Ishaq, and his mama's name was Rafaka. Alright? Now he married Laya. Laya, or in English her name is Leah. And they had 12 sons. But after Laya died, he married Rahil. And in English, they call her Rachel. So he married Rahil, and they had two sons, Binyamin and Yusuf. So now can you see, 12 sons, they got all together. Okay, sorry, there were 10 and then 2, so they've got 12 sons. He was a very generous man, a very wealthy man with a large family, and he's known as the father of the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. He was so generous that a crier would call out every day. They'd say, whoever wishes to eat, come to the house of Yaqub. That's how he never would eat alone. He was really, really generous. So now let's see the first thing we're going to look at. So here we go. So when Prophet Yusuf, sit back and listen. When Prophet Yusuf is 9 years old, he has a dream. He sees the 11 stars. See, it's Kala Yusuf Ali Abihi. So he says to his father, Ya Abati, oh my father, Inni Ra'aitu, I have seen a dream. I had Ashara Kawkaban, 11 stars, Washamsa and the sun, Wal Kamara and the moon. رأيتهم لي ساجدين. I see them as doing sajda to me. So you can see in my Quran, I've highlighted Yusuf, and I've drawn the sun and the moon and the stars there, and I've written dream there, and I've put it in a dream thing, so I never forget that's a dream. So what does his father tell him? Okay, so his father tells him that don't tell your brothers, because they might get jealous of your dream. Just don't tell them. But the brothers found out, and he told Yusuf, like Prophet Yaqub tells him, this means that you will achieve great heights. So they came to their father, and they said, they were now really jealous of their brother, and they came to their father and said, let him come with us, we'll take him out and we'll really look after him. And he said, no, I'm really scared that a wolf might eat him up. And they said, no, we will really look after him. So they took their brother, and this first time he felt really loved, because every time they were really mean to him, but he felt really loved. And they took him out, and they came near a well. So let's see what the ayah says. Can you see that well? So they came near a well, and they put him in this well. Now a well is called Jub. Can you see that? But Jub is a well that is abandoned. It was an abandoned well. And they put him down there. They lowered him into it. Because one of the brothers, all of them said, some of them said, well, let's kill him. But one of the brothers said, no, let's not kill him. Let's just abandon him. And they put him in this well. And there was a ledge in the well. And they left him there in the ledge. They lowered him down. So it says, قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ. A speaker from them said, and his name was Levi, that was their brother, لَا تَقْتُلْ يُوسُفْ. Don't kill Yusuf. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ. Let's put him down in this disused well. يَلْتَقِتْهُ بَعْضَ السَّيَّارَةِ. Maybe somebody will find him. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ فَائِلِينَ. And they'll pick him up. So you look at it. I've drawn a well there. I put a well there. I put a circle, and I put well there. Now he's in this well. Okay, and Jibreel comes to him and teaches him to a dua, and he tells him, pray to Allah, because he's really scared down there. He's been in this well for days, 3 days we're told. He's scared, and Jibreel says, tell Allah, I ask you because all praise is for you. La ilaha illallah, there is no God but you. You are Rahman and Rahim, Badi'u samawati wal ardh. You are compassionate and merciful, the originator of the heavens and the earth. You have Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Send Muhammad, salli Allah, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Send blessings on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Help me from where I am. And then Allah tells him, and this is in Ayah 15. Allah tells him, don't worry. Can you see that in Ayah 15 there? I've highlighted it. Allah says, one day you will tell them what they did, and you will be higher than them. And he had trust in Allah. He knew that that was what was going to happen. Now remember, I told you that they told their father that they were taking him. Well, you know what they did? They put him in the well. They put some wolf's blood on the shirt, and they took it to their father, and they said, you know what? We left him for a little while and a wolf ate him up. So you can see I've drawn a shirt over there. Let's look at the ayah. وَجَاءُ عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِ. They brought his shirt بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ, with false blood on it. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. And his father said, what have you done? You think this is something small? But he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is beautiful. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. Allah will help me against what stories you have made up. So what happens? So let's go back. You can see I've drawn the shirt there. Okay. So it was midday, the 3rd of Muharram. The travelers come and they find him. They feed him, they give him dry clothes. They knew that he was from a family in the area. So let's have a look. We're going over the Quran. Can you see that? So they knew that he came from a good family. He was captured. So they put him with their goods. They hid him with their goods. And they sold him as a slave. See, I've got it here. So 18 days later, he is sold as a slave. So they sold him as a slave, and he's taken from his homeland, Palestine, to Egypt. And the man who bought him was the Aziz. He was the noble person. And he was a government official from Egypt. So he was a government official in the government of Egypt. And he bought him for only 20 silver pieces. They quickly sold him because they were scared they would get caught. Now what happens? He grows up in this house. It's a house full of luxury. He grows up really well. But then he's accused of doing something wrong. And he doesn't like that at all. And he says, Ya Allah. And we'll go back and see what he says. He says, My Rabb, you know, the prison is better than being accused of all this and all this thing that I've been told that I've been doing. He says, the prison house is dearer to me, better for me than what they invite me to. Wa illa tasrif anni kaidahunna. I don't want their plans, their plans against me. And I want really, I don't want to be part of this, he said. So if you look at my ayah 33, I've put his dua in yellow and I've put a prison around it. Can you see? So now what happens? So he's in prison now. And in prison, there are two people with him. I'll turn my page so you can see it. And let's see what happens. So there are two people in prison with him. Wakal al-Maliku. So now, this is the dream of the king, but I want to take you back to the dream of those in prison. So those in the prison said, one of them said, I saw myself pressing wine. And the other said, I saw myself carrying bread on my head, of which the birds ate. We don't know what's happening. So he told them, you know what's going to happen? The one who's pressing wine, he said, you will go back and you will do the same thing. You will be able to give the king wine. You will be looked after. That means you will be freed. But he said to the person who had bread eating out of his head, because he was the king's baker, that I don't think you will go back. And that's exactly what happened. But he told the person who was going back, he said, please remember me. He said, when you go back, please remember me to the king. And he forgot until the king had a dream. And the king dreamt that he saw seven fat cows eating seven thin cows. And he saw seven green ears of corn eating seven thin ears of corn. And he didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what was going on. So this man remembered Yusuf and he said, I can find you someone who will tell you what will happen. I can tell you what will happen. So he said, bring me that man. Anyway, so he goes first to Yusuf and he said, this is what the king dreamed about. Can you see? And Yusuf said to him that, you know what will happen? For 7 years, you will have lots of harvest in Egypt, but for 7 years there'll be a drought. So you should save all your stuff for 7 years for the days of the drought. And this man runs back to the king and he tells him, but the king says, bring him to me. I want you to bring him to me, because you can't have thought of that. So Yusuf is brought to the king, but he says, I can only come to you, I will only talk to you if you ask those people who accuse me of doing wrong things that I didn't do them. And the king called them all and they said, we bear witness that Yusuf didn't do anything wrong. And this is where we're going to stop today. And inshallah, we will continue with the story of Yusuf tomorrow. So I will see you tomorrow. But before that, let's recite the Surah Al-Fatiha for al-Marhumin, especially those who are ill. We'll pray for all those who are ill and those who are in trouble, the dua for protection and the ziyarah for Abdullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العظيم لي خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتم المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.